The Adonis Audio Experience.
Hello, my name is Adonis. I'm a survivor living in Connecticut. I am broadcasting on Podbean. I will be at Veterans Park every day when the sun is highest in the sky. If you are out there, if anyone is out there, I can provide food, I can provide shelter, I can provide security. If anybody's out there, anybody, please, you are not alone.
Now, for anyone who's seen I Am Legend, I mean, you can't help but to think we are living in just pretty interesting times. Self-quarantine. This is now going on day 15. Day 15 of quarantine. No outside exposure. I mean, of course, aside from isolated walks that we do. And I remember, I mean, for those who are even fortunate enough to go out and go shopping and get the necessity foods that you need, I remember going to Whole Foods and literally you had to enter one at a time. So there's a line about 25, 35 person deep where you have to wait till someone exits Whole Foods before you're allowed to go into Whole Foods. And just walking through Whole Foods, you start to look at everything a little different. You know, I mean, I don't know if you guys do this, but when you go into the produce section, sometimes you touch the fruits, you touch the vegetables, you see if they're firm, you smell them just to, you know, make sure you're getting the right texture and you know, and this is something you're going to want to eat when you get home. But now you touch fruits and vegetables inside of a Whole Foods and you might get arrested. I mean, you better touch what you're going to take, because if you don't, there's going to be some serious consequences, man. So it's just an interesting time right now in the quarantine life. Obviously, it's smart to stay home. Don't go out if you don't need to. I like what medical professionals have been posting out there. We work hard here, right? Something like that. So you can stay home. So, or do us a favor and stay home. And that's what people got to do. I mean, first responders right there in the front lines, nurses, police officers, you name it. They're all out there doing what's necessary for us to be safe during this pandemic. And, you know, I got to tell you, man, it's like when I posted the first episode of the Corona and Lies, that was around February 2nd. And it was interesting because around that time, the tone for the country here in the United States was that, you know what, this is impacting Europe, this is impacting China, this is not going to impact us at that level because we're America, you know, and we're just, you know, we're going to fight through it, you know, if it even gets to our shores. And man, it escalated quick. I mean, I'm talking about February 2nd was that episode. And by the end of February, life as we know it just dramatically started to change. Just the day-to-day things that we take for granted just really started to change. And companies were really starting to strategically focus on what they're going to do with their employees. How are they going to set up? You know, they started testing out systems with how they're going to set up online and just have everyone work remote. And, you know, thankfully within my own company, we've been able to do that through video chat and conferences and everyone staying engaged. And you got all these happy hours and gatherings, virtual gatherings that people are putting together just so people could, you know, stay connected and stay engaged during these trying times, because it's really no joke. I did want to share something that's a little funny. Not as funny, obviously, if you're close to this person, but a good friend and mentor of mine actually shared in a tweet that the New York Knicks owner, James Dolan, has been infected with the coronavirus. So for all my Knicks fans out there, I guess there is a silver lining after all with this corona pandemic, COVID-19, right? No, I kid, I joke. But I will say that every country has a different way of their doing their quarantines in general. I mean, you know, I read recently where Switzerland is still allowing gatherings of 50 people. And they're like, hey, listen, after this winter, there is no way you're going to keep us home in the spring. So, you know, they have self-isolating measures for older people, of course, but they still have classes for people who are in kindergarten and grade school. So if you're in kindergarten and grade school, you're still physically going to class if you live in Switzerland, which is very interesting compared to here in the States. It's complete lockdown. And as you all know, the National Guard has been activated in all 50 states, which, you know, if you need the help and the services, obviously they can step in. And they have emergency preparedness protocols that hopefully will keep us safe, right? That's what we all hope. But then there's new conversations happening where, you know, people in New York flying to Florida and going to all these different states. Rhode Island is saying, hey, listen, if you are coming from New York, we're tracking your plates and we're going to ask you to self-quarantine for 14 days. If not, we're going to have to escalate it to another level, maybe arrest people, fine people. To the point, Rhode Island has the National Guard knocking on people's doors and asking them if they've traveled to New York, and now they're in Rhode Island and, you know, just trying to identify people that way, which, I mean, listen, if you're in your home, I mean, it's a little strange to me that, you know, we're knocking on people's doors now to ask them where they've traveled. I think it's a little much, but, you know, if that's what we have to do to be safe, hopefully it's not something we'll be practicing across all states, where it becomes this police state, people just knocking on your doors and, you know, making sure you're not sick, or maybe scanning your retina and, you know, make sure you don't have any signs of potentially being sick. I mean, I don't know. I you know, it's funny. Your mind goes crazy. You watch all these movies. I've been watching, obviously, I Am Legend, with Will Smith. Obviously, I've watched Outbreak with Dustin Hoffman, and where that potential Ebola outbreak happened in Africa, and how they identified that it was airborne because it was getting other people in the hospital sick, and everyone's going crazy. And yet the military had this vaccine that they kept a secret that now they're like, all right, let's bring it out to the public. Too many people are sick. We got to start healing people. I mean, it just, you know, your mind is going to go everywhere, especially if you've been home for 15 days. So, you know, then I read the Associated Press, and now I'm seeing what's in these movies are in my news articles, and it's driving me nuts. I mean, I'm just like, you know, there's way too much correlation to what Hollywood has been projecting onto us and how we're actually living. I mean, just recently, the president last night was saying we may or may not need to take these measures, but we may need to quarantine New York, New Jersey, and certain parts of Connecticut because the virus is spreading. It's obviously the density in New York. More people are going to get sick. It's just the nature of the beast of being, you know, so highly populated. And they're worried. They're worried about people flying to Florida. They're worried about people in the tri-state area going to other places like Rhode Island and other areas because it's just too many people out there that can get infected by people, I guess, that are in these densely populated hot zones and that can spread throughout all the country. And believe it or not, we have, I don't know, 3,200 counties in America. And there was a report out there that showed there's 1,200 counties that are in rural areas and they're not impacted by coronavirus. There's no coronavirus cases, or at least with the lack of testing in the area, they haven't tested anyone for coronavirus. But, you know, if people are not dropping dead from some mysterious illness, then that's also a telltale sign that, you know, the coronavirus may not be as prevalent there as in other areas. So, you know, they're obviously at risk of being infected by some of us in these densely populated areas going out into rural America and just spreading it everywhere. And people in these rural areas tend to be older. So, you know, obviously they have to watch for themselves. And I totally get that. But anyway, I just wanted to reach out to everyone, see how everyone's doing, leave comments. I'd love to get your thoughts on some topic ideas. Obviously, I can't talk about coronavirus every single episode. It's driving me nuts. And I actually would like to talk about something more positive, something fun. So if there's topic ideas that you guys have that will be funny, fun, engaging, and we can all share in it, please send me a message, send me a note, and we could think about different ways to stay engaged during these times. But I just wanted to reach out to you throughout this craze of the coronavirus. I'm hoping this does get over sooner than later, but it looks like we're going to be in this for the foreseeable future, and it might be the next 60 days. It might not be just April 12th and we're done. You know, wash our hands and that's it. It's over with. It might be the next 60 days because every day there's just newer reports of this virus spreading easy as can be. I mean, you're talking about just being close to someone and you get it. That's nuts. And then also, it just seems like it's getting more powerful. In the beginning, if you look in January and early February, the talk was just like, you know, you're going to get a slight cough and the sniffles and you'll get over it. And now people are just dying. So it's something that should be taken seriously. I'm taking it serious as ever or as can be. And you should take it serious as well because it doesn't look like it's letting up. It looks like it's going to get stronger and we got to get stronger. We got to get more resilient. We have to self-quarantine, but also keep yourself healthy. Don't forget to take your zinc, your vitamin C, magnesium at night if you need it, and every single morning, lemon water. Drink a few liters every single day of lemon water. Cleanse your body because the only protection you have to this coronavirus is a healthy and strong immune system. That's all I got for today. I'll talk to you guys very soon. Peace out.